From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting positive news toward a financial bailout for Greece. The European Union is hailing the austerity package adopted by Greek lawmakers as a significant step toward rebuilding trust and fulfilling preconditions for a new financial bailout of that country. EU Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart said in Brussels that the Greek Parliament has spoken with a very loud voice.
The Greek Parliament took an important step yesterday towards rebuilding trust with Greece's international partners. A very large majority of MPs adopt the first set of reforms in line with commitments agreed at the Euro Summit of 12th of July.
Greek lawmakers backed the package by a vote of 229 to 64. Breithart said experts from the Commission, International Monetary Fund, and European Central Bank have come to a unanimous agreement that the Greeks had legally implemented the first set of four measures agreed to at the Europe Summit. However, earlier, anti-austerity demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails at police guards in front of the Greek Parliament building. Police responded with tear gas, sending the protesters scurrying into Syntagma Square. A violence marred otherwise peaceful protest as at least 10,000 people marched through Athens to demonstrate against the austerity measures contained in the agreement. Japan's lower house of parliament has given approval to legislation that will loosen restraints on the military, another historic step away from that country's pacifist post-World War II policies. The controversial measures passed Thursday with the support of the prime minister's ruling coalition, despite massive protest and a boycott by main opposition parties. This is VOA News. The multi-front effort to sell the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program to U.S. lawmakers and skeptical allies continues Thursday, a day after U.S. President Barack Obama gave a staunch defense of the deal as the best way to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Vice President Joe Biden, who on Wednesday met privately with Democrats from the House of Representatives, returns to Capitol Hill today to hold similar talks with Democrats on the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeatedly criticized the negotiations throughout the process and said Wednesday his country will continue to oppose the agreement. He's meeting Thursday with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, one of the diplomats who negotiated with Iran to seal the historic agreement earlier this week. Ahead of the talks, Hammond said Mr. Netanyahu does not foresee lobbying efforts leading to a rejection in Congress.
He has made clear that he intends to fight it all the way and that Israel will seek to use its influence in the U.S. Congress to obstruct the progress of the deal.
During his Wednesday press conference at the White House, Mr. Obama told reporters the agreement cuts off every single path for Iran to build an atomic bomb and that the pact will make the U.S., its allies, and the world safer and more secure. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, the father to former President George W. Bush and current presidential candidate Jeb Bush, has been hospitalized after a fall that broke a bone in his neck. His spokesman announced Wednesday that the 91-year-old Bush, a Republican who served as president from 1989 to 1993, is hospitalized in Portland, Maine, not far from the Bush family's summer home in Kennebunkport on the northeastern coast of the United States. Spokesman said Mr. Bush is fine, added that he's not expected to stay long at the hospital, but will likely wear a neck brace when he comes home. The Israeli military says its warplanes have struck the Gaza Strip in response to a rocket launched from the coastal area into southern Israel. The military says the rocket landed early Thursday in an open area near the city of Ashkelon. It says Israeli warplanes retaliated by targeting a terror infrastructure in the Palestinian territory. Palestinian media in Gaza reported two Israeli airstrikes in the north and central Gaza Strip. One targeted a watchtower near the Gaza-Israel border and the other a militant training site. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket fire. Islamic militants in Gaza have claimed responsibility for sporadic rocket fire into Israel in recent months. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.